American kids are spending less time outside. Even in kindergarten, recess has been cut back. It's a trend that worries public health experts and some educators, too. They say by keeping kids inside to focus more on math and reading, they're missing out on what going outside can teach. Emily Hanford of American Radio Works has the story of a Vermont teacher who ventures out with her students for an entire day every week.
It's called Forest Monday. Teacher Eliza Minucci had the idea after seeing a documentary about a forest kindergarten in Switzerland, where kids spend all day, every day, outside.
And after the video ended, I said, oh, I would do that in a heartbeat, thinking that's a pipe dream. We're in a public school in America. That's not going to happen.
But her principal at the elementary school in Queechy, Vermont, said try it one day a week. So she did.
Are these your forts?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is my sister. Welcome.
This is what?
His sit spot, a kindergartner, Riley Townsend, welcomes me. Every Forest Monday starts with kids going to their special spots, under a tree, on top of a log. They sit quietly, alone, observing the environment.
What are you noticing is different in nature this week?
This is another student, Orion B.
There's more moisture in the air.
Moisture in the air, yes.
There is moisture in the air. When I visited back in early April, the snow was just starting to melt. Next up, playtime.
Jackson! Now, blow it out!
This is a group of kids playing Transformers. Down by the stream, two boys are building a dam.
Can't roll it. We can roll it.
Teacher Eliza Minucci is standing about 20 feet away.
So as you're watching these kids, what are you seeing in terms of what you were thinking about?
I see some amazing grit. There was just a boy who was trying to bring a downed, somewhat rotten tree, and he figured out how to roll it. He saw he could get leverage with one of the branches. You know, we're supposed to study force and motion in kindergarten. We're supposed to work on having ideas and testing them. I love watching the kids out here.
Are you ready to write another word?
Take a picture of it.
We're going to make the word is. This was one of our sight words.
It's not all free play in the woods. Here the kids are using sticks to write words. Making an S turns out to be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I'm going to get some curvy sticks.
I don't know if there are any curvy sticks. We might have to make it with straight lines.
There are a lot of adults out here in the woods, an aide, a special ed teacher, some volunteers, including a dad, Chris Cooper.
I just think it's a really great idea that they get the kids out. They're able to just kind of explore and figure things out on their own.
And what do the kids think? Here's Jacob Tybersky.
What do you like the most about Forest Monday?
That we get to play and we don't have to stay seated forever.
Eliza Minucci says when she started this experiment 2 years ago, she knew it would be good for the rowdy boys.
The other part that we did not expect was that the kids who do really well academically, who are for whatever reason able to sit at a table and work when they're 5 years old, who had not really ever met a challenge in their school life, got outside and had to deal with challenges.
Clearly, there's a lot these students are learning out in the forest. But what about test scores? They actually went up. Going outside didn't necessarily cause test score growth, but it didn't hurt. And Principal Amos Kornfeld says he doesn't need standardized test scores to tell him Forest Monday is a good idea.
I think we're a society, or not us in terms of schools, but it's being forced upon us as data is the answer to everything. And we're human beings. You can only measure so much.
Kornfeld says he'd like to see Forest Days in the upper grades, too, because when the kids come back from the woods, they look happy and healthy. He thinks schools should be focusing on that as much as they're focusing on test scores. For NPR News, I'm Emily Hanford.